due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
So tonight, my hand-picked opponent is Earl Hebner.
EC3, I'm not a wrestler. The shirt represents what I am. I am a referee. This is not happening tonight.
Hey, this is Earl Hebner from TNA, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Woo! Wait, welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 7th. It's hangover day. No, it's not. Some of us are. Holidays today, International Civil Aviation Day. You heard the plane just fly by. We're celebrating that. Letter writing day. I don't know if people understand what letters are anymore. It's not an email either. Also, National Cotton Candy Day. And Pearl Harbor Day, of course. I can't forget about that. Pearl Harbor Day. Birthdays today. Rick Rude would have been 55 today. That's still so young to be passed, but Rick Rude would have been 55. WWE Hall of Famer Sunny. You know her as, or she's known as Tammy Lynn Sitch now. Or Tammy, yeah, Tammy Lynn Sitch, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, one of you guys got to give me some response there. She is 41. I shouldn't probably give a woman's age.
I don't think she'll mind.
Yeah.
Because she was around like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, we've been doing the show for 15 years. So.
Makes you appreciate her back 20 years ago.
Yeah. And one last birthday, WWE superstar and The Shield's Dean Ambrose. He's 28 today. Also, if you're going to the Mistletoe show tomorrow, today's Sarah Bareilles' birthday. She's 34 today. But if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, never mind. Hey, I want to let you know the Pink Link's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us for WWE's TLC pay-per-view 1 week from tomorrow, December 15th, at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. We'll be hosting it. There'll be drink specials all night long. We'll have some. I'm sure we'll come in our Santa hats. It's the last time you're going to see us before Christmas at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, so we're going to come decked out. Maybe Danger Boy will be Danger Claus this year.
That probably happened.
Yeah. You know,
everyone gets a free hug from the artist.
Okay. Yes. You tell that when he gets here. He'll be here soon. But that's 1 week from tomorrow, December 15th, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. You join us for WWE's TLC pay-per-view. We're going to talk a little bit about this pay-per-view in a little bit because there's some odd things that are happening during it. If you're into UFC, join us December 28th for UFC 168. We'll get to see the Chris Weidman versus Anderson Silva, the legend, rematch for the UFC middleweight championship. And that starts at 10 p.m. It's going to be a stacked card, the 28th. You know, it's going to be a long weekend around then for some people because it's the end of the year. Come join it with us. We'll have, of course, prizes to give away. I got a lot of autographed stuff. My boy Stu and I, we do the show called The Cage Clinic. It's a podcast. You can hear it. You can hear it online. You can go to cageclinic.com and check out the show. But we just interviewed a bunch of guys who were fighting last night in UFC. So it's pretty cool. If you come down and join us for Salvatore's at the Garage Door on December 28th for UFC 168. I hear a bell ringing. Did an angel get its wings? It's terrible. It's the artiste is here.
It's the bat phone. It's the artiste phone.
It's the artiste phone. He will be here in just a second. One last plug. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of the 14 locations. Our favorites across the street from us in the Strom Museum of Play. And our friend Jamie, who brought up some chicken sandwiches this morning. That's very nice of her. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
All right. Hey, introduce the cast and crew of the show. I am the cash man, Richie Rich. I'm here with the boy who grew up in the show, Danger Boy, who's manning the tweeter.
Manning the tweeter and the hangover.
Yes. Oh, you're one of the hangover guys. And also, by the way, I forgot, if you give us a call anytime, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number, or you can text us at that same number. And I see a lot of guys are into texting us at 222-1280. I know they're busy, they're doing stuff. To your radio right, we have DC Dan Cole. Good morning, Danny.
The one of the only ones on the show without a hangover.
I think, you know.
Mental clarity.
Mental clarity? Well, we know who to go for with all the facts today, then.
Pressure's on. Hope I can bring my A game.
Okay, well, you're doing pretty good so far. We haven't really started talking
about it. I said my name. Yet. So far, so good.
The Artiste. Welcome, the Artiste. How are you doing today? I got to turn your mic on. Hold on a second. There we go. Try that.
I'm also not on that list, but I'd just like to add to the list Creepy Elevator Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. That second one in for a second day in a row is... You got to, like, walk out and then walk back in, and then the light, like, fades, and then you're good.
Yeah, I'm scared to death of these elevators already. Don't tell me stuff like this. Because there's the one time when Danger Boy was coming up, and it stopped, like, about a foot short, and they had to hop out of it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's the third one, but... Yeah, this one, it's a good time. So, enjoy your ride down later.
So you're not out of town for hockey or anything, obviously. There's a hockey game tonight, though.
Yeah, they're in Grand Rapids. Did the game from this studio last night, and I will be back here again tonight.
So oh, well, I'll be here
three trips to this room in 24 hours.
All right, I'll see you later tonight. I'm going to be up here for another reason, but very cool. Also, John Crespi's with us again. How are you doing, John?
Good. I'm also nursing a hangover, so I'm quite fragile this morning.
Now, did you say you had a hangover artiste, or you don't?
No, I'm just exhausted.
All right, well, welcome to the show. Yeah, he did before the show started. He's going to say he's tired.
I am. I'm always, yeah.
Oh, hey, no, it's not a slam against him.
No.
He's probably the hardest working
boy.
Radio man in this room right now.
You're right. He was here.
He's all over the place.
He was here last night. He'll be here tonight. So, hey, welcome to the show. We want to talk some pro wrestling.
Too,
like I said, you can call us 222-1280, star 1280 is the number, or you can text us at 222-1280. If you're outside the area code, put a 585 on the front of that and give us a call. We have a lot of news to catch up on, but one thing I want to throw out, we got a couple of topics I want to talk about. First of all, what did you guys think of Bad News Barrett on Monday Night Raw? There was such a build up because if you watch the JB and Cole, whatever that show is that they put up on YouTube, you know, he's been doing that for a while on the show. But then he actually graduated to Monday Night Raw this past week, and it just really felt flat, I think. I'm not really sure what they're trying to point there. Is he going to come out and be like Debbie Downer or something? You know, I was waiting for the Debbie Downer music every time he, you know, said something. Because it was all... Yeah, what was that, you know? What did you think, Rob?
I guess they have to... I don't know. Obviously, it's supposed to be a heel character. It was not any better on SmackDown last night, so maybe they're trying to... make it so bad that nobody decides to cheer for it.
That could be it. You could be right.
Build it up slowly, but man, is it lame right now.
Yeah.
You know, this could be a groundbreaking move for the WWE. Instead of, you know, creative coming up with compelling heel characters, creative's like, let's just be so bad it generates automatic heel heat.
Pretty much.
Let's just
be so bad, like making Titus O'Neil throw up last week.
Oh, that was terrible. Yeah. And they had to go and show it again on Monday.
And tease it again on Monday.
Yeah. But that's all this. Yeah. That's why they have a third hour of Raw, so they can just recap you to death.
Yes, it's an hour of recaps.
Do we ever get clarification on why Natalya kept farting?
Oh, that was dropped such a long time ago. Maybe it had something to do with overeating, you know, I don't know.
And Titus sharing the same dinner plate or something?
Oh, Lord. You know, I mean, they had to get, you know, the big deal was they had to give JBL a new hat because of him vomiting in it. Nothing
like... gets paid enough that he gets a new hat every TV show anyway.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, definitely, you know, it was pretty gross. And, I mean, it's, you know, vomit humor. That's the poopy humor and stuff. That's very Vince McMahon. You know, he thinks that stuff's funny.
We live in a PG era.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. But I was wondering what you guys thought of that, because I thought it was terrible. And if you guys think out there, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. I just, you know, the thing is I just don't understand where, you know, him belittling. It's not even belittling the crowd. It was like there was the first one he did where he made fun of New York, you know, the name of New York. They couldn't think of a name, so they called it, you know, or named him after the same state. It's like, okay.
Maybe this, just to go back to the vomiting thing for a second, I swear we'll drop it after that. But I mean, I heard it going on. I looked for like a second, and then I looked away from the screen. But I'm pretty sure when it was happening, they were censoring it with a picture of a turkey.
Yeah.
Like, they had a turkey censor ready. Like, the smart wrestling fan in me is like, wait, so they had a turkey censor ready, like, just in case somebody threw up on tonight's show? I don't know. I know I overthink things, but come on. They just use the same stupid censor used on Mae Young 13 years ago.
Let me go take you back to the early 80s when Blackjack Mulligan used to use the claw on people, and the big red X would go up on the screen, and it would be in the center of the screen the whole time, and all you'd see is his arm and the guy's body wiggling like crazy because he cut everybody every time he did it. So
it's just, I don't know. It's just a fake thing. Like, just go, you would go to commercial if you really didn't want to show that, but I don't know. Whatever, move past it.
Did they recap it on Monday, or did he do it again?
He did it again.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. He didn't actually do it.
They teased it.
They teased it because he took the giant swing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he was rocking back and forth, and then he would get his stomach touched, and he'd be like, oh, it was bad.
Yeah, he was still having problems.
Yeah, don't make that your thing.
That's what I was thinking of the whole time. Is it was like, and that, remember, Vince McMahon loved that gimmick, so... You know,
but why? Like, Vince McMahon is considered a genius by everybody, but
he likes freaking. He likes potty humor. I mean, he likes stuff like that. It makes him laugh.
I don't know.
Did you see
So right now, Vince McMahon is sitting in like his third basement movie theater, just rewatching The Family Guy, where they're just vomiting for like 10 minutes.
That is the funniest scene.
See, that's funny, but WWE does it. It's not funny.
No, projectile vomiting. Yeah.
So we should have an Ipecac on a pole match.
Yeah, we'll do that in the studio next week. We'll all drink a bottle of Ipecac and see. We got a call.
Winner gets the Bill Grace. We
last piece of pie. We got Chris. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, Rich.
Yeah?
Calling because I wanted to tell the wrestling world at large for Rochester that we've lost one of the great ones. One of the best fans that Rochester ever had, a guy named Mark Hamilton, passed away of a stroke 2 weeks ago.
Oh, bummer, man.
And he was one of the most loyal fans of wrestling that this burg has ever had. He was a loyal fan to Kurt Von Hess, Rick the Model Martel, and China.
Well, that's a heck of a selection there, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
he was all over the board, but anybody that ever knew him loved him. And be kind to Tammy today on her birthday, because she's got to go under the knife on the 17th for some kind of major surgery, and everything I've been hearing hasn't been good.
Yeah. She was in prison. Remember that she was arrested 5 times in, I think, a month period, like a year ago. And she was in prison, HPV, I believe, human papilloma virus. She had problems with that, and she had to have a hysterectomy. I've heard lots of stories. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling, buddy. Sorry about that.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, now I'm going to go jump out the window. we're sorry that we lost a fan and everything. Hey, you know what? We got some other stuff to talk about. I have one other thing. I'll talk about it on the flip side, but I'll let you think about it. If you want to call in, comment, 222-1280, star 1280. There's two matches on this next pay-per-view, TLC. There's two of them, and there's both 3-on-1s. What's going on? You know, I mean, I don't see the payoff for either of these. You know, except for maybe Daniel Bryan turns and becomes part of the Wyatt family. I mean, he's already got the beard.
That's true.
Yeah, so... I just think about it. We'll talk about it on the flip side, because you got Punk versus the Shield. You know, who knows where they're going with this. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. Give us a call. You were listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
I gave you permission to borrow my music and dance with the Funkadactyls. Not steal them! We don't need rookies like you around here feeding our main event players like myself.
Excuse me, sir. Where is it you think you're going?
To go talk to Kurt.
Mr. Angle, right. And what's your relationship with Mr. Angle?
He's a close personal friend.
A close personal friend, right. Who are you?
I'm Sting. I'm sure you've heard my albums. Who are you?
Well, also, I'm Spud. I'm Dixie Carter's newest chief of staff.
I fought all the way to the end. My question to you, I'm sure a lot of people question it, but do you really have the heart of a champion?
Nobody knows you better than I do. They could never know you like I do. Daniel Bryan will be safe with us. He will enter the lion's den as a man, and he will emerge a monster.
Hey, this is Natty Neidhart, first third-generation female wrestler in the world, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain. Yeah, baby.
Hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the Artiste, DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, John Crespi. And John, can you slide that news over to the Artiste?
Absolutely.
He looks lost.
No, I just freaking... Now people are coming in on my hockey Twitter, like, trying to tell me about Temple football ruining all these other sports that got canceled.
I know. We saw that yesterday. 222-1280, Star Toys, a number. Or if you want to text us that number, Fats just did. He's just put a message up. Said JBL is ridiculously wealthy. It's funny to see him on financial TV shows, but he is very smart. Of course JBL is very smart. You know, he's our favorite because he talks to the old school fan.
Because he's a wrestling god.
Well, yeah, he was when he wrestled.
He just goes so back and forth sometimes.
I just don't like listening to him sing What's Up. You know?
Or Olé.
Oh, yeah.
Olé!
Which kind of reminds me... did I talk about this last week? And tell me if
yes.
I did or not. Okay. Last week, Daniel Bryan, the WWE starts out 2 weeks ago, Monday Night Raw, with John Cena and Randy Orton, and then the Authority, which is not Andrew the Authority, Joseph, but the Authority known as Triple H and Stephanie come out. And by the way, you missed when he called when Jimmy Snuka. Were you here when Jimmy Snuka was with us?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. He called. But so the whole time they're out there, people are chanting Daniel Bryan's name, and it's like, and he has nothing to do with this angle. They're chanting it like crazy. It's like, you know, and nobody, does WWE just, are they oblivious to the fact that this guy is so over that he's not involved in this main event confrontation going on or the storyline? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, that's probably why they're at least teasing having him go with the Wyatt family, because they'd have a chance to take him away or try to take him away from the fans.
Yeah,
because that's what they like to do.
Well, that's what. Yeah, they
like to claim that they acknowledge the fans, but then they'd like to on purpose.
Yeah, well, like, he was in two main events on pay-per-views that were like the worst drawing pay-per-views, and it wasn't his fault. But this guy's over with the crowd everywhere. You hear it; it's obvious. I mean, do they not listen to the crowds?
No, and I think this could blow up in their face, because I think if this is their attempt to draw Bryan away from the crowds, all they're going to do is give added momentum to the Wyatt family. I mean, people are cheering for the Wyatts already. If you add Bryan to them, you're not going to get the result that they want.
And you do hear it, but I think they do want them to be faces. I still want to see the 3-on-3, you know, the Shield versus the Wyatt family. I'm still hoping that eventually maybe that will happen. And that could happen at WrestleMania, maybe, you know, but because like, obviously they were teasing the Shield breaking up, and now they've just kind of thrown that aside completely.
They're still teasing. I mean, they were teasing that last night too. So, I mean, they'll probably tease that for a while. It's not going to happen overnight.
No, but do you think it will? I mean, can we all go all the way to WrestleMania without that happening? That's a long time. It's a long time.
I always think back to like the Rumble used to be like the last chance to do it before Mania, but now of course there's the useless February pay-per-view. So
whatever it may be, No Way Out or a plethora of different names. Yeah. Well, they used to have. Remember when they had two of them in January? They had the New Year's Revolution or Resolution. Mm-hmm. Resolution was the TNA one they did.
Okay. Final Resolution. Final New Year's Resolution. Revolution.
Something like
they combined them, actually.
222-1280.
Special coming up on Oxygen.
starring the Divas, right?
Is that right after Snap?
Yeah, I love that, man. With chicks. Speaking of Snap, the Derby girls are going to be up here next weekend. So
they're going to kill us all?
No. We got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Don't bring me down. Oh, hi. Rich, once again, be careful for talking about WWE stuff that makes sense, because it'll just hurt your brain and you'll get nowhere. I called up the last how many times, and that's what you guys have told me. So
I know. It's like you have to take your brain out, and it's suspension of disbelief stuff, you know, but logic, you know?
Yeah, I mean, is there really anything that's going on right now that makes any sense? Or that, I mean, other than the fact that you're wrestling fans and you're hoping it's better from week to week, I mean, like, is anybody really excited about John Cena versus Triple H, and aren't we all expecting the John Cena versus Orton, and aren't we all expecting the Triple H swerve, you know, at the end anyway?
You know, I don't know. That's, you know, I, you know, the thing is those guys had some great matches in the past, and we thought they were done. Remember they had one match where they're never going to take each other on ever again a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That was actually the last time they said they were ever going to wrestle each other. So
I'm not excited for the match. However, I'm excited that we're finally getting rid of the second title. So whatever, I'm happy.
So
even though they're building this up,
you think?
Don't give it. No,
it's gonna go to WrestleMania, bro. It's not gonna end till then. Unless
I'm not happy they're unifying him, because I think you have all this other talent on the roster that could use, you know, run with some kind of belt, and you know, even if you want to make it like a Triple A championship or something like that.
Well, it just shows you that the separation is done. I mean, it has been done. Even though this past week there was some news. WWE, they gave a lot of promotions to people, and I think one of them was to Stephanie McMahon, and I believe the title she has now is Brand. What the heck was it? She's no
brand
longer,
extension killer.
No, yeah, something like that. No, it was. She was. It's called. She's no longer overseeing the creative team.
Brand cereal eater.
No, I can't remember exactly what her title was, but it's like, you know, it has brand in the title. It's like
brandy drinker.
Yeah, she may be. You know, selling my all my stock to build a house. No, she. Which is true, what she has been doing. But you know,
they've already ruined a lot of recent pay-per-view endings. Can they really afford to ruin TLC endings?
Can they blame Daniel Bryan for the lower numbers? That's what I want to know. Is because he's not a big guy, this comes back to the land of the Giants, and that's why he's gotten pushed down the ladder.
Well, we'll see when Survivor Series draws nothing, that it's not the land of the Giants, the reason why they're not drawing.
We'll see. I guess we have to, yeah, you know, it could be. Well, and also they're now talking about the debut of the network now, too. And it's like,
February.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, no, this is legit, and they're gonna put all their pay-per-views.
It's going to be a service like Netflix.
And they're going to put all their pay-per-views on it, except for WrestleMania.
But the first WrestleMania 30 will be on it.
Yes, so... That's going around right now. But, Dave, you know, there's no logic when it comes to this stuff. But I hate seeing somebody so over as Daniel Bryan and just getting, you know, stepped on and pushed down the ladder because he's, what, 5'3", you know, or, you know. But he's over. He's, like, completely, you know, I've never seen a guy, you know, it's been a long time since a guy's been this over. I mean, his over started when he was a bad guy, too. Remember when he was doing the yes chance as a bad guy?
That's how it usually
starts. You know? Yeah, I mean,
that's how Stone Cold started.
Yeah, so... He's got special intangible. And the thing is, if you listen to the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast this last week, not telling you to go to it, I'm just saying if you listen to it, Daniel Bryan's on it. And, man, they don't talk about any of this stuff during that. And it's like I sent questions in saying, why don't you ask him about how he feels about getting pushed back down the ladder?
Not only that, this wouldn't be the first time they've buried Bryan. Remember WrestleMania 28?
Oh, yeah, what, 15 seconds? Yeah, or whatever.
And they buried him then. And for the next hour in the pay-per-view, throughout the crowd, I was there. I can attest to it.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what was going on in the ring. There were 30,000 people chanting Daniel Bryan's name.
Yeah. You're right. So, he's the probably the most popular guy in the company and also the most, I think, treated the worst. You know, I mean, he should be the upper echelon guy.
Well, even Sergeant Slaughter came out and said that this week.
I saw that. He did an interview where he said him and Dolph Ziggler should be more prominent because they can work. He goes, not everybody can work in that company.
Yeah,
you know?
He said there's nobody that's working harder right now than those two guys, and they're just getting buried.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's true.
You know? Anything else, Dave?
Well, Dolph Ziggler was spoken out about stuff. You know, Daniel Bryan's probably not going to say too much on a Stone Cold podcast. He's going to get buried worse than he is.
Oh, Stone Cold's smart to not talk about things that won't allow them to send any more guests his way. We're on the other hand, don't get WWE guests, so we can talk all we want. They don't control what we say.
But back to the tipping thing, I mean, how do you get, like, you know, Titus O'Neil over if you ever wanted to make him, you know, an upper echelon wrestler? How do you recover from the whole puking thing? And, you know, they're burying their own talent, but they don't have anything else coming up. I mean, nobody wants to see Cena versus Orton again, and you don't have any other talent coming up. if you kill the other title, then you're not going to, you know, it's going to go back to the Bret Hart Hulk Hogan days where it's just the same, you know, one person shoved down your throat.
Well, I got to say one thing. They've got a whole slew of tag teams that they could put on the undercard now, you know. And they're going to break up these three-man teams, all become individual wrestlers eventually. So there's a lot of guys, but they're not at that moment right now. So, I mean, unless something spectacular happens for WrestleMania, I don't anticipate it to be a great one this year coming up. And not if it's going to be I heard rumors that maybe it was Hulk Hogan would be involved in a tag match with John Cena. I certainly hope that doesn't happen. But it would take Cena out of a title. Oh man, can you imagine if it'd be like a tag Hogan and Cena versus someone else in a tag, and if whoever gets pinned wins the heavyweight title? You think Hogan would get the title again? It'd be just like the end. It'd be just like at the end of the one where Bret Hart lost to.
Hogan, after beating Yokozuna?
Yokozuna.
Lost
to Yokozuna.
Hey, Dave, thanks for calling, brother.
Sure.
All right. No dog barking that time, so that's a good thing.
You also have to factor in that Daniel Bryan is establishing a lot of new fans due to his actions on Total Divas every Sunday night.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Meanwhile, John Cena losing fans because of his crazy cleaning habits as seen last week.
Yeah, not just crazy cleaning. He's also very kind of standoffish.
Strange.
Yeah, he's very standoffish.
If you watch a show, you find out he's really strange. I have a great kitchen, better than any kitchen any of you will ever have, but I refuse to let anybody cook in it.
Yeah, you can't cook in it. You can't make anything in my kitchen.
Oh, you got to drop water on the floor. You're gonna warp the floor. Wow, calm down.
All right, we have to go to break. We got Linnell on the phone. We'll talk to him in a minute. 222-1280, star 1280 if you want to get through.
It's the Pain Clinic, the Total Divas talk show right here on WHPK.
That's when I'm sick. You'll have to have that happen. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHPK.
Total Divas.
The last week I made the cardinal sin of criticizing Triple H on Monday Night Raw. You know, it was just one of those comments I said. I think I said he lacked creativity or something. I don't even know. It wasn't that big of a deal. But then later on that same show, I'm attacked by The Shield. And now, who am I, this lowly peasant, to question the great King of Kings, right?
They can't love you. Not that God can, Brian. And I understand that together, we tear the walls off this place. Together, we force them to beg. Together, we can bring a machine to its knees, Brian.
And you know, Titus O'Neil, you give new meaning to the letters PTP. Because now it means prime time pukers.
I am John Cena. I have never been asked to be called the face of anything. I'm just the first to show up and the last to leave. And that's the way it is, Jeff.
Hey, what's up? It's John Cena from the WWE on 1280 WHTK, Rochester's Sports Talk.
Okay, John, you can go back in the other room for a while now. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, John Crosby. And you. And Stone Cold Steve Austin. No, he's not with us. Be nice, though. Talk about him too much. His podcast. I don't want to direct too many people that direction. Unless he rescinds the favor or reciprocates the favor and sends them back this way. But, okay. So now we're done talking about Total Divas, or?
It depends. We're never done talking about Total Divas. Though we had some kind of conversation in the break.
Oh, I know. I wasn't listening. Well, let's go to the phone call. We got Linnell on the phone. What's up, buddy? I haven't talked to you in a long time. What's happening?
I know, right? It's been a really, really long time.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm doing okay. Just call to let you know that nobody killed me or anything out here. I'm still alive.
Yeah, I was gonna say last time I saw you might have been at the garage door there. Maybe I can't. Maybe it was. I'm not sure, but so you.
Yeah. Oh no, I have no kids.
So you still
none. Cool. Yeah, but I think the last time we did talk, that was like wow, back in 2004, back when they're still doing Taboo Tuesdays.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so it's been a long time. But no, I still watch it, obviously. I'm still a big fan of WWE. The problem right now with WWE, in my opinion, is you got two things. One, you got a lot of guys on the roster right now who are not very proven. They got good characters like Bray Wyatt. He's a good guy, but not really proven. Or you got a lot of people that they're scared to push for some reason. I don't get it sometimes.
You mean like Dolph Ziggler?
Ziggler's one.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's another one.
Yeah.
But they're scared to push them for some reason. They're scared to push, like, the same thing with CM Punk. Because he was big for a really long time, and now he's kind of just cooled off a bit.
Well, you know, they don't
understand why that is.
You know, they always say, well, the audience decides who we push and not. And it's like, that's obviously incorrect. Because if the audience decide that, then Daniel Bryan would be in the main event, you know, every time. I mean, and he may wrestle main event TV shows, but in the pay-per-view, he's pushed back down the ladder a little bit. He might have broke through that glass ceiling briefly, and then, you know, they put a new window in or something, because he's back down, which is a shame, because they always say, well, the crowd's the one who decides this stuff. Well, they're proving it's wrong by doing what they're doing.
Absolutely. And don't give me that hot garbage because they're too small. Because that ceiling's been broken for years now. Okay? Guys like Sean and Brett, we all grew up watching these guys, all the ECW guys. So don't sit there and tell them because they're too small. It doesn't matter anymore.
Size Mysterio
has not mattered. Yeah, Mysterio, Guerrero, all these guys are very, very small. They were top guys. So don't give me that mess that at all because they're too small. I mean, dude, heaven forbid, John Cena is not the top guy anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, John Cena's not 6 foot either, okay? You know, you stand
right,
there.
But, you know, Jesus, what's WWE's going to think is going to happen? Like, calamity's going to ensue because John Cena's not top guy anymore? I really hope that next year he turns heel. I just want to see him turn heel. Not because I don't like John Cena or don't believe that he doesn't deserve the spot that he has because he works very, very hard.
Sure.
However,
he's not the face of the company.
I don't like to act anymore.
Yeah, you know,
I think deep down inside, he doesn't, you know, he wants to go out there and lay that pipe bomb like CM Punk did a couple years ago and tell some of these fans exactly how he feels about them. I can't wait for that day. I can't wait for him to come on and say, you know what, I'm John Cena. I made a whole bunch of money. I could take your girlfriend. I've been WWE champion for so long. You know, if you don't like me, screw you.
You know what? I think you ought to write him a letter and tell him that. Because, you know, remember when he did the heel turn before WrestleMania last year? Where he stood in the ring. He stood in the ring and he twisted and he goes, "There's my." Was that a heel turn you just saw, folks?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
See,
the problem is, though, so many people have already turned on him that if he turns, it's not going to seem like a big deal. It's not going to be like Hogan turning heel in 96. Like, it's not going to get that same kind of reaction. I think a lot of us that would be in the crowd at that point would be like, okay, finally. Like, yeah, we've been waiting for this. Like, you're not, like, there's not going to be that shock factor.
You might actually get cheered.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why they don't, because I don't know, you can't really have a cool heel anymore. There's no such thing as a cool heel, because once you become cool, then you become cheered. I mean, look at AJ. AJ is supposed to be a heel, but everybody likes AJ, and she's cool, so they cheer her. Doesn't make sense. You know, you can't. The days that, like, cool heels are done since NWO and Stone Cold came along, I think, anyways.
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, my phone rang here for a second. You keep hearing this phone ring in the background. I don't know why. Someone's calling the studio. But, you know, the thing is you're right. You know what? But John Cena, one thing that always stops him from going heel is all the money he makes from being a good guy. I mean, that will stop him because his merch. He has new merch every time he comes out, it seems like, for a pay-per-view.
Is he going to put a second, like, cliff pool in his mansion?
Yeah.
So you're telling me he hasn't made enough money right now?
He's good.
I don't think that would be a problem. I think if they found a way for John Cena to be a heel, I still think that people would still buy his merch. Because, hey, you know, when Austin was the heel, they still bought his merch, and they still bought the NWO's merch, even though they're supposed to be healed.
Oh, I got to tell you something.
So I don't think that would be a problem. I just think a lot of people are like, we're tired of you.
Yeah.
Tired of you being a good guy.
And you know what? And when the business is down from what he does, when he's like the main event of the pay-per-view, they make money. Until that day happens, you're not going to see any changes. Now, the thing is, every wrestler on this planet has a podcast now. I mean, first there's Stone Cold, we talked about a little bit ago. Now, Chris Jericho has one.
Colt Cabana,
of course. Colt Cabana is the grandfather of this. He did this. We were doing it when he was in the studio with us, and I don't know if that gave him any ideas, but, you know, now he's doing it. Nevertheless, now Chris Jericho has one, and he had Stone Cold Steve Austin on this past week, and he asked Stone Cold Steve Austin what his biggest regret was. And he said, at WrestleMania 17, my biggest regret was not turning stunned when Vince McMahon raised his hands after he turned on The Rock and stunning Vince McMahon, mm-hmm. which he did not do. But he said that's what he wanted to do. And he said because it hurt his merchandising. And pretty much
problem is, though, that the wrestling business is so down right now that T-shirt sales are not enough to keep this industry afloat. Like, you need top heels, and the top heels are never going to sell a lot of merch, but there has to be people in those positions in order for things to survive.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to, you know, whatever. They still get royalties off TV. He's still going to make plenty of money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he can go right back to being a babyface 6 months later or something. But
and that's what Steve Austin tried to do after that, too. He tried to rescind it after it was such a terrible... Do you remember that pay-per-view, WrestleMania 17 from Houston?
Oh, yeah.
I've got the poster. It's the best one I've ever seen for a WrestleMania. I got it up in my basement, my home. It was back-to-back, and it says, Houston, there's a problem. And you see the Astrodome behind Steve Austin and The Rock. It's really a really cool poster. But I remember that so well because it's like, you know, basically it was a heel turn at the end of a WrestleMania. And that's one thing you usually don't get at the end of WrestleMania. Everything's resolved. And that wasn't. That was just like opening a can, you know, of mm-hmm. whoop ass, you know. Terrible.
Yeah. So, and it was a bad place for him to turn heel because it was in Texas. And he could have done anything he wanted in Texas. He could have shot a dog, and people still would have cheered him.
He could have pulled a Bret Hart, you know, or Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, he could have pulled a Bret, and it wouldn't matter because it was in Texas, and he's loved in Texas.
Yeah.
I just think it was just a bad time. And on top of that, with the whole invasion angle, there was really no point in turning him, but they didn't have another big star on the WCW side for him not to turn heel. So he actually did it twice. He actually turned heel twice.
Yeah, because he turned at Invasion, right?
Yeah, at Invasion. Yeah. Like, how do you turn heel twice? So you turn heel once at WrestleMania.
Because people didn't
turn heel once again at Invasion.
But people didn't accept his heel turn because that's when like all those catchphrases started with a what, you know, and him looking at his watch and going what, you know. That all started when he was trying to be a heel, but he got some of his best catchphrases after that moment. So people wouldn't let it happen. There was people who just refused not to cheer him. You know, because
I could. I was such a huge Stone Cold Steve Austin fan that even when he turned heel and was beating up Lita with a chair, I still cheered for him. I was like, okay, well, that's Austin. Even when he was a good guy, he might still beat up a chick.
Yeah, hey,
Linnell, that's just Austin, you know.
Linnell, thank you so much for calling, brother man. Please call
thank
again.
You.
Come out sometime and see. We haven't seen you in a long time.
All right, absolutely. Okay. I'll try to get out there if I can.
Cool, man. Well, we'll talk to you later, bro.
Okay, thank you.
Take it easy. Yeah, wow, that's been a long time since we had him. He called in, but man, it's pretty wild.
If Austin turned heel again at Invasion in that like elimination match or whatever it was, then Austin was a fully fledged baby face again well before the following WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
Invasion was in July. Like it was just a temporary thing. Like there's no reason why John Cena can't do this temporarily.
I think John Cena wants to do it kind of like Hogan did. When Hogan went heel, he stayed heel. I mean, and you know, the people forced him to go back to face after a couple of years of being a heel. But I think 6 months is too short a time to, you know.
So they're just scared, basically, is what it is. Because, like, they've seen the ratings drop and they don't want to lose the merchandise sales. But is it that the WWE
USA
is too scared that all of these children that buy the John Cena t-shirts are not, like, capable of watching John Cena as a heel, that they'd rather turn the programming off?
When John Cena does all those charitable events where a heel would not do them, like, you know, the Make-A-Wish stuff, you know, I mean, he's really kind of pigeonholed into being the good guy.
I think a lot of those situations, though, Daniel Bryan could fill in. He's got such a bigger reaction than John Cena.
He's got the biggest reaction in the company right now, so...
They're just scared.
Yeah. Well,
they're on this PG era, and they're scared to do anything.
222-1280, star 12 is the number. This Monday night is going to be the Slammy Awards. You guys looking forward to it?
Yep. Went out and downloaded the app.
Did you?
Not.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
No. No. No.
I would have, but they didn't teach me how to do it this week, so I couldn't get it done.
You know the difference between the Slammys and any other award is that at least all the other awards admit that they're totally rigged.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've been throwing. If you go to WWE.com, you can see the categories and the matches that are for each of the like match of the year candidates. And the there's like, I'll read real quickly.
Why is Eve Torres presenting?
I have no idea. I'll give you a real quick rundown of all of the awards. We got Extreme Moment of the Year, Insult of the Year, Double Cross of the Year, which the Shield will present to the award. This is Awesome Moment of the Year, which Christian, who has not been seen on TV for quite a long time, will present the award for that one. The Laugh Out Loud Moment of the Year. Match of the Year, Bret Hart will present the the award. Total Diva of the Year, Eve Torres, is going to be there presenting that. Superstar of the Year, Shawn Michaels, is going to present. And fans will be able to vote for the winner on the WWE app. Okay, now...
You will be given the illusion that you're voting for the winner.
There's also a couple other ones, like Trending Now, Hashtag of the Year, Beard of the Year. Well, we've got lots of beards, so it'll be, we know at least one guy who might be up for an award.
I was just going to say, is that a category for the men or the women?
Ask Fandango. No, okay. Fan participation. Fan participation of the year. I shouldn't. Little prior guest, breakout star of the year, and so and the match of the year. I'll tell you the four matches you can vote for. That's Undertaker, CM Punk, WrestleMania 29, John Cena, Rock, WrestleMania 29.
No.
Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns at Battleground, what? And a Triple H versus Brock Lesnar at Extreme Rules.
No, nope. One of these That's matches it? Is not like. The
I'm
other...
going to go with the Undertaker and CM Punk at WrestleMania because that was probably the best match.
How does
the
tag really? Match get on there?
I don't know.
There's no other choices.
No,
that's
really?
It.
Really?
That's it. Yes.
Oh, come on.
That's because the Orton-Cena match hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Oh, that would be the number one, wouldn't it?
And can we start talking about how this is going to be the biggest match in WWE history?
The only B.
Come
only
on, they've never unified the titles before.
Chris Jericho? What?
What?
Chris Jericho?
No, wait, like
are you
last
telling
night,
me
that
was
the
once
WCW
an event?
Belt?
No, yeah, 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 yes.
Whatever. Well, like, but that's it's what, the same belt.
Yeah, that's the same belt that was the WCW belt.
And let me say this, that championship had more prestige than WWE's version of the belt has. So,
what were
yeah.
we talking about in the break in regards to this match?
Oh, how there's a guaranteed going to be a guaranteed winner?
Yes.
And my prediction is that it's not going to be either of the men involved in the match.
Oh, that's scary. You think Triple H is going to come up as the big unified champion?
Yep.
Well, see, they're trying to work Triple H now towards CM Punk. That's what the WrestleMania match is going
to
be now.
Can I tell you how I would like the next 4 months to pan out?
Sure, let's hear it.
Triple H.
Brock Lesnar.
No. Triple H wins the unified title.
Okay.
Camacho.
CM Punk beats Triple H for the unified title.
Sin Cara beats CM Punk. No, go ahead.
Daniel Bryan wins the Royal Rumble. WrestleMania main event, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan.
Oh, and then Vince McMahon can cry about buy rates. If it, you
Where
know?
Does Camacho fit into your plans?
No way.
He's riding the bike with the pegs.
Well, interesting. I like that, but they're actually going to pull something out of a hat, and it'll be just an incredible main event.
Or reverse it, where Daniel Bryan beats Triple H for the title, validating his whole case against the authority, and then CM Punk wins the Rumble.
This is what I'm guessing now. I'm guessing there's a big name who's not been talked about on the WrestleMania yet that's going to be added to it. And I'm not going to say who it is. I mean, it could be Hulk Hogan. It could be Sting. There's guys out there who they want a celebrity person. They want somebody who's got a lot of
notoriety. Like straight hand?
Yeah, no.
He can hip toss somebody.
Yeah, you know, maybe. Yeah, that's what he did. Wow, that took out freaking one guy, right? One hip toss. But you know, there's going to be a big name thrown into this. You know, that'll be like the big draw for the pay per view. What it is going to be, I don't know. But we know one thing. Well, we know a bunch of stuff after this past week that it possibly AJ Styles is a free agent. Not that I think that he would have anything to do. He is. He is a free agent after this taping they did in this last past week.
Yeah, I have a feeling WWE would sign him, and then we would have.
Wait, where are we getting our news that AJ Styles is not? Was this released by like Bob Ryder or
well,
Dixie Carter, D. Carter, or
I will tell you, AJ Styles. They taped
whatever.
They
taped all the way to January 9th.
They taped to January 9th, and AJ Styles at Russell's, and then they have kind of a going away for him, sort of. So if you look into the details. I'm not saying he has anything to do with that as a big surprise, but I'm just saying he will be a free agent.
He can be another one of those tall guys to take over in the Land of the Giants.
Yeah, that's right. He can go up there and wrestle CM Punk and Daniel Bryan in a three-way at WrestleMania. No, actually, that would probably be pretty good. I've seen them wrestle before, you know. But, you know, I mean, interesting. You know, I like, you know what, Dan, I think you should, like, put your application in at WWE, you know, get on the writing team.
Did you write for a soap opera for 2 years?
Oh, damn it. I don't have the prerequisites to be on the wrestling team, the writing team there.
But your intimate knowledge of the product.
Don't care.
Obviously.
They don't care. Do we have time to discuss all the problems with WWE right now with this being number one?
that they hire all the soap opera writers. They need people that actually love the product, because that's where you would get your best material.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
they need people that are 100% invested in the product.
Have you seen some of the guys who've written for them before? You know, some of the guys who came directly from indies and
whatever happened to Freddie Prinze?
Yeah, he's not there anymore. Court Bauer, you know, you ever hear of Court Bauer? He used to run indies, I think, down in New Jersey.
The only thing they're doing right now, the only thing they're doing right now, is getting rid of the second world title.
Potentially,
it has to happen.
Potentially,
it has to happen, and it's long overdue.
Triple H
is a waste of having two different champions, and as we were discussing, I think in the break, like all these gimmick match pay-per-views, Hell in the Cell, Money in the Bank, Elimination Chamber, it's overkill having two of those matches on each of those pay-per-views. There's no reason to have two different champions. It's confusing. You don't know who the top guy is. Wrestling did a lot better when they just had one champion.
Interesting. I got some real quick news before we go to... actually, we're going to run out the show here, but let's do some quick news. The official... Jim Ross is doing a one-man show. He's completely separate from WWE now. It's called Ringside at Evening with Jim Ross. He's going to be down in New York City in March to do... his first couple. He's going to be apparently touring the country. This is like on Live Nation. You can buy tickets and stuff. So hopefully he'll come up around here. We talked a little bit about Legends House last week on the show because we were wondering, are we ever going to see that? And then Roddy Piper came out this past week and said, you will see it soon one way or the other. They're going to have Legends House on TV soon. So keep an eye out for that. The season one finale of Total Divas on E! Is going to air Sunday, December 15th, the same night as pay-per-view we're going to be watching, I believe. And it'll be highlighted by former WWE and World Heavyweight Champion Daniel Bryan. Oh, I can't spoil this. Sorry.
Except they announced it on the website already.
Yeah. He's asking Bria Bella for her hand in marriage.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's going to happen on the season finale. I think we've seen footage of it already.
And instead, she gives him her foot.
Yeah. Right into the head. And then Triple H's music starts playing, and he comes out from behind a rock or behind a tree.
Takes her away. Drive off in a Trans Am.
No, he's got a big cross. he's got a big cross on it that looks shaped like the Undertaker on the back of a truck, and she's gonna strap her to it. You know.
Turns out the Undertaker's driving the limo. Turns around.
Where to, Bree?
All right. Well, get this. I always thought this was gonna happen when I first heard his name, but the movie ticket website Fandango.com is in the process of opposing WWE's trademark registration of Fandango.
Good.
Thank God.
Yeah, and I think we know who's going to win that one, because one was established long before the other.
Hey, let's put it this way. WWE couldn't beat a panda for WWF rights, so...
That's true.
What chance?
Come on, everybody.
It's done.
Okay.
We only gave it to you last week because we had problems with the CD player.
That's right. Oh, well, okay. Did you see that WWE signed Jasper Orton, 18-year-old cousin, I think it is? Cousin of Randy Orton? Very interesting.
Does he also hear voices?
Yeah, he's probably got the same kind of look that Randy Orton has, the thin, tall underwear model.
There's going to be a few people very excited.
Oh, yeah?
Viper! Viper cousin!
Jasper!
Come on, Jasper!
Yeah. Thanks
for picking up what I put down.
Yeah. come out to Salvatore's and see what we're talking about. Every pay-per-view, it's a lot of fun. We're there from beginning to end, and we have our own little entertainment there, too.
And if you hear some of the stuff that Cass Jr. says when...
That's terrible.
It's awesome. It's usually pretty entertaining.
Yeah. You know what? The show is in the bar. We may be watching the pay-per-view on the screen, but there's still a show going on. Or the restaurant, too. So definitely don't miss out on some of the stuff that we go out there. It's a lot of fun. We have stuff to give away, too. So it's a week from tomorrow, by the way. Did you see that Divas champion Caitlyn got engaged over Thanksgiving? Yeah, who cares? No. She changed her hairstyle.
She's pretty irrelevant right now.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know what?
She's always been pretty irrelevant.
Well, the fact that now, like, she wasn't on the Total Divas show, and then she was in those, like, the 7-on-7 match, which, of course, if you didn't like it enough at the pay-per-view, we had to watch it again the next night.
Ratings.
She's on, like, the same team as AJ, which she had this long, huge feud with, and now it's like,
they're besties again.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just be on that team. Nobody's going to pay attention anyway.
Did you get proof that women are just nuts?
I had a piece of news that's not on mine, but I know I put it on yours, guys, that the Niagara Falls Comic Con is coming up this year, that they announced Ric Flair is going to be there.
Sweet.
And
wasn't there also a tag team?
Yep. Was it Demolition? Right.
Here comes the X.
Yeah.
Here comes the Smash.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're going to be so. And also William Shatner's going to be there. So man, how could you miss doing that next year?
I don't know. It's hard to top Ted DiBiase and the green and white Power Ranger from last year.
Tommy, yeah. I was talking about
and him. The Hulk.
And the Hulk.
Yeah, they can top it if the Pink Ranger comes in.
That's very true.
Yeah. You know she lives in Toronto, don't you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, she does.
Let's get the Pink Ranger. Let's get Trish Stratus out there.
They can do yoga.
Now we're talking. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, we should suggest it to him. The PR guy still sends me stuff all the time.
I will show up at Comic-Con dressed as a yoga man.
Okay, one last thing before we go. I would like to see that. Please make it happen. I have one last thing I want to say before we go, and it has to do with TNA's impact. I watched it this past week, and I figured out what they're doing with Dixie Carter.
You love Rockstar Spud?
No. Dixie Carter is the new, is the TNA version of Vicky Guerrero.
Right.
She is 100%, you know, the version.
And except terrible at
except
it.
Except Vicky Guerrero is good at being a heel, and Dixie Carter is not good at being a heel.
No. I think we're going to end this week's show with a little fandango.
Dixie Carter is the TNA version of whatever WWE is doing at the time.
Yeah. But they actually had really good ratings this past week after having their worst ever on Thanksgiving night. But then again, there's... Who's watching wrestling on Thanksgiving night if it's not Survivor Series?
Props to Cherry Bomb for making her appearance on Impact Wrestling on Thursday.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yes.
Oh, she was hot. Oh, man. Unfortunately,
Pepper
she lost.
Pepper Parks' main squeeze.
Ah, that's right. He married, right?
Yes.
No. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right, we got to get out of here. Next week, we'll have the Derby Girls up. Trying like crazy to get Chris Jericho to come on. He's in Fozzie's in Australia. We'll see what we can do. Or Steve Austin. Keep trying, folks. I want to appreciate it. Check out our website, feelthepain.net or thepainclinic.net. You can learn all about Mick Foley coming to Rochester in a couple of weeks in January with his comedy show. We got to get out of here. I will see y'all later on. You guys, thanks for coming out.